Thank you for calling Esperanza Health Center. To continue in English, please remain on the line. Or if you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Para continuar en español, presione el 1. O si usted sabe la extensión de la persona con quien desea hablar, márquela ahora.
Please listen carefully as our options have recently changed. If this is a true medical emergency, hang up and dial 911. If you are a patient or would like to become a patient, press 1. If you are a provider or calling for a provider's office or pharmacy, press 2.
For existing patients, press 1.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Your continued participation in this telephone conversation serves as consent to be monitored or recorded.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Esperanza. My name is Jolynn. Please inform me if this call is related to HIV or OBGYN services.
I have no idea, to be honest. Let me explain why I'm calling. I have a patient. Did she hang up? I think she hung up.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I had her on the other line. So there's does Dr. Daniel Chen still work in that office?
Yes.
Okay, so I have one of his patients, actually he hung up on me, who is trying to make an appointment with him or has been trying to, but the thing is that, is he able to do like a telehealth for her? Because she is unable to leave the home because of her leg.
Yeah, what's her date of birth?
Oh, good question, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe she hung up on me after 2 hours. Dios mío. Okay, hold on 1 second. Mm. If my computer wants to take more than forever.
Mm-hmm.
Her date of birth is, oh Dios, 5/16/1939.
Name?
Estrella Colón.
And can you please verify her current address and phone number?
I have here 3739 North 5th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19140. Her number 267-702-7224.
Thank you. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, I can definitely, if she can't leave the house, then we'll have to schedule a telehealth. One moment.
This is what is, because I'll explain to her, to you what is needed. I don't know if you could just put the notes on. I guess if you can do a telehealth and just let me know a time and I'll let her know because she can't leave the home anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she has an issue with her leg and she needs services. So I don't know if there's any way, I don't know if you guys call it child services over there, the nursing that goes to her, the home and does therapy and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. Because she said that there's something with her leg that she has to get like massages, but she can't leave. So if the doctor could do some kind of referral to a home care agency that's able to send a nurse to the home, that would be amazing.
Okay. Question for you. Was she, I know she's having some issues with her leg. Was she recently hospitalized?
Yes. She said that she was hospitalized. I just don't know. I mean, I can get on the line. I don't know when she was hospitalized. She says she was, and that she was trying to get in contact with the doctor, but he wasn't there or something of that nature. I'm not 100% sure what happened.
Because for hospital follow-ups, I can schedule differently. Like I can typically, I have to go by scheduling rules. If it's a hospital follow-up and Dr. Chen does have an appointment available, I can schedule it no matter what. So it would be quicker probably. So knowing if it's a hospital follow-up would be very important to schedule
with.
Also,
let's do that then. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she was trying, but she couldn't find him. I was like, maybe he's no longer there. She was like, he has to be. So,
so he's here, but Dr. Chen's schedule can, like, take a while to get in.
Oh,
and that's why, so telehealths are always going to be quicker to get in, but the quicker is like, also I'm looking at September, beginning of September for a telehealth. But if it's a hospital follow-up, I can pretty much, if he has any appointment available, I could schedule it no matter what.
Okay,
so
well, yeah, let's do that.
Let me just look and see if he has anything where I could still override for a hospital follow-up before you even hang up the phone and just, let me just check first.
Okay, let me call her. Let me see if I can call her from my other
phone.
Mm-hmm. No, don't worry. I'm going to call her from my other ear. Where's my AirPods?
Okay.
I can't believe she hung up on me. I'm like, what? Yes,
ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she answers.
Yeah, so I could get her in on Tuesday, August 26th, depending on when she was hospitalized.
Oh, okay. So she has an assessment with a nurse from the state, not a nurse, for Medicaid. So do you have anything sooner?
Nope. There's nothing sooner than that.
Okay, so let me see if she
That's the first day I can actually get her in. He has same-day appointments, which typically are, there's rules involved with them, but because, like I said, if she was in the hospital, I can override that.
Okay, so let me, now she's not answering, just meal, and I don't know what time this appointment is. Hold on, because then she's also going to need that form from him to be completed for Medicaid. Oh, the struggle's real. Ah, Señora Estrella. Es Melissa, de Family First. Preguntita, dos preguntas. El 26, la evaluación que le van a hacer el 26, ¿a qué hora se lo van a hacer? Ella le dio una hora. Okay. Okay, un segundito. Tengo a la señora del doctor Chenelov en la otra, en el otro oído. So, do you have anything in the morning?
I have 11:35 on Tuesday, August. Well, only if it's a hospital follow-up.
Yeah, that's fine. Emelisa, yo estaba hablando con usted sobre los servicios del Medicaid. Yo tengo la oficina del doctor Chen en la otra línea. Ellos tienen, para hacerle la visita telefónica, ellos solo pueden hacer el mismo día, el 26, a las 11:35 de la mañana. Porque ellos tienen una notica que usted estaba en el hospital. So ellos solo van a poner para el 26, para que entonces ellos, usted le puede decir todo lo que necesita. No, no, yo estoy hablando del doctor Chen.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Is it a hospital follow-up?
Let me ask her. No, no, ellos le van a hacer la visita por teléfono. Señora Colón, ¿cuándo fue que usted estaba en el hospital? I'm trying to find out when she was hospitalized. Dígame.
Okay. Because I don't see anything on her chart recently. That's why...
She don't put it as a follow-up because she's giving me the runaround. I don't think she was. She's asking about medications
okay.
now.
Okay. So I'm going to get her into that appointment with Dr. Chen for the – let me see. The soonest appointment I can do is going to be September – because he's the only one that can fill out if she's trying to do a home health aid.
Well, no, oh my gosh, my ear. What she's asking for at the moment is because she needs like a nurse and therapy at home because of her leg.
Okay, so she wants a visiting nurse from Esperanza?
I don't know where it's from. I was just calling to try to help her out to get the appointment done so you guys can do the referral.
All right, so she doesn't necessarily have to do it with Dr. Chen if it's something like that.
No, but I think she wants to see him because she's been trying to see him and something about her medications. She's talking to me about the medication, so might as well, I guess.
I mean, she doesn't have to see him for that either. I mean, I could put her in with another provider that's sooner than because the next available I can do with Dr. Chen for telehealth is going to be September 5th at 4:15.
Hold on, let me confirm with her.
Now I can put her, try to find her something sooner with a different provider, which can also help her with medication and getting a visiting nurse.
Let me ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Any provider at this point.
Okay, so let me see what we can get in here now. Let's see, tomorrow. Okay, so I have a telehealth for tomorrow with Dr. Brian Wong, and that's at 9:35. Would that work?
No, let me ask her.
And you know what?
Oh,
there's one other thing I got to look at. Hold on 1 second.
Okay,
I have to make sure.
For her insurance.
Okay. The other thing is, which you may have to help her with. Yeah.
Oh, does,
so
does
in order,
providers speak Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sí, él habla español.
And here's the next thing that's an issue at hand. So in order to do telehealth appointments, the registration paperwork has to be updated. The last one was done 2023.
And there's of her doing it over the phone with someone, because I'm just calling. She was with us as a home care agency. I'm just doing this as a favor, like a courtesy, because I feel really bad. But I have no way of giving her anything to sign for anything. And I'm pretty sure she has no one to assist her with that at home. That's where we're stuck. And she can't go to the office because of her legs. So if there's anything that could be done with the phone?
I mean, she could. I mean, yeah, I could text it to her.
Her phone is special. She said her phone, she can't do anything on her phone. Hence why I'm like doing everything for her today.
Let me see what I can do. Let me just tell. So she doesn't have any family members that can help her?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me talk to my supervisor. Hold on one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. thank you so much for holding. Okay, so I did speak to my supervisor, and as much as we want to, you know, help Estrella, you know, with her medical services, she hasn't been here in a very long time. And in order for us to even bill, we would need to get those documents signed. And actually, she would have to be seen too. Now, that is something that could be possibly worked out if her registration paperwork was up to date. We would have no way of billing her, for the appointment. There's one way. The only way would be we could mail it to her and she could mail it back.
Still be able to be seen tomorrow, or she has to first do all that stuff? Because the thing is that, like, I understand what you're saying, but if she physically cannot leave the house, she has no way of getting over there, then how is she going to, you know, be able to do anything?
Yeah, so, I mean, that is something that could potentially be looked over, but as far as the registration paperwork, that would have to be updated. So if there was somebody, I mean, we could text it to her and she could have someone come over and fill it out and return it and complete it and send it back to us. We could mail it to her. Someone could complete it. I don't have an appointment. Well, I could get her in, but with a different doctor, maybe sooner. But the registration paperwork would have to be done in order to schedule the appointment.
Give me 1 second. I'm explaining it to her.
Okay.
Will you guys be able to send her like a prepaid postage? If she asks, she won't be able to do it. She was born in 1939. She's not going to be able to do the thing on her phone, and her phone's out of whack. But is there any way that, señora Colón, if you guys mail it to her, can you, hold on, would you be able to send like a prepaid postage thing so she just has to put it in and give it to the mail lady person to take it to mail it out?
I can ask. 1 moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we do not do that.
You guys don't do that?
Mm-mm.
Señora Colón, ellos no lo pueden mandar una carta que ya está prepagada. Si usted tiene una estampilla, para entonces mandarla. Okay, perfect. Okay, so just mail it. She'll mail it out.
Okay, I'll send it. I'll send it today, and then she'll, once we receive it and it's completed, we can schedule an appointment.
Okay, so I'll let her know. Okay, well, dame señora, un segundo, señora Colón. Are you guys able to give her a call once you receive it to schedule it?
We would not be able to. She'd have to call back.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so if you can mail it out, that would be awesome.
All right, have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too.